listening to a podcast of a program produced in 2011 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic conversations, readings, and performances that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic Downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To support Aloud or learn about the entire podcast collection, please go to our website, www.aloudla.org. We are thrilled to present this performance today. Last spring, the Aloud series, which I curate, invited Maria Elena Gaitan to create a performance in conjunction with the exhibition now on display up in the Getty Gallery called A Nation Emerges, The Mexican Revolution Revealed. It's curated by Beth Gwynn, who's here in the audience from the Getty, and it's from their collection of photographs and posters about the Mexican Revolution. And I hope some of you took time to see it, and if you haven't seen it yet, please go up and see it afterwards. It's a fantastic show. So the result, which you'll see right now, is today's performance, A Revolución, an internationalist homage to the Mexican Revolution, which is a music-centered performance with a visual narrative. We are thrilled to welcome Maria Elena, who is also known as Chola Conchelo, back to Aloud. Her work has been recognized by numerous awards and grants, and she's initiated and participated in collaborations with musicians, dancers, photographers, and visual artists throughout the United States and Europe. Today, she's presenting a collaborative performance with an exceptionally talented intergenerational group of five musicians and artists. And just as the Los Angeles Public Library, I truly believe, is one of the great cultural treasures of the city of Los Angeles, these artists are also cultural treasures of the city of Los Angeles. Created as a collaborative process, these musicians represent musical genres reaching from classical to punk, from traditional Mexican and Chicano music, and as Maria Elena has noted, their collaboration has been an artistic and cultural journey into the unknown. They have all stepped out of their respective comfort zones in an artistic exploration that reaches across languages and cultures through the universal language of music. Today's songs will be sung in six languages. Pretty cool. Croatian, English, French, Italian, Russian, and Spanish. And the majority of these new songs have been composed both by individual authorship, so they're a take on the traditional, very original take, and through collective work that began last March with Willy Garon, Jesus Velo, Isha Herrera, and Chola Conchela at the Cal State University at Channel Islands. Maria Elena also notes, this is a quote from her, and if I have this right, there's a Che Guevara should be grinning over my shoulder. The concept for today's performance developed out of a sense of love within the revolutionary ideal. She quotes Che Guevara, "At the risk of seeming ridiculous, let me say that the true revolutionary is guided by a great feeling of love. Throughout time, good people all over the planet have stood together for a better world. It's happening in downtown Los Angeles." Welcome. Photos from the Getty exhibit and other historic photographs, paintings, and political posters from the anti-fascist movement in Spain and Italy, as well as Hollywood film clips, of course, images from pop culture and YouTube clips. And you'll also hear Professor Historian Dr. Deborah Weber, who was a resource on the history of the Marseillaise. When they play that song, she will come step forth and give you a few notes on that beforehand. The first song you're going to hear is Uplavo Zoru, The Blue Dawn, a mysterious Croatian love song that will be accompanied by a selection of photos from the Getty exhibit. So now, join me in welcoming Maria Elena Gaitan, Chola Conchelo.
Good afternoon. How are you? Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. This next song, we have here another member, Octavio Luján. We were laughing too much backstage. This next song, it's called La Borrachita. But it's not a happy borrachita song. This is a traditional Mexican song, una canción tradicional mexicana, by one of Mexico's most prolific songwriters, Ignacio Fernández Esperón, who was affectionately known as simply Tata Nacho. And this song, it's about a young woman, a young girl, really, who is engaged to be married. But before she can get married, she has to spend the night with the patron, the hacendado. He gets the right of first night. And it's an atrocious act that occurred in Mexico and all over the world, really. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the movie Braveheart. This atrocious act occurred well into the early 1900s. And so in this song, she talks about how the only way she can bring herself to have sex with this man, who I picture him as being an older, rather gross-looking man. Un viejo asqueroso. Right? Well, no. Not you. The only way she could bring herself to sleep with him is by getting drunk. Hence the title of the song, La Borrachita. And I think Maria Elena would, well, I would just like to say that I recorded this song when I was 16. So I was very, very young and really put myself in her shoes. And, you know, as a woman, I mean, for me, it's this is such a powerful song. You know, women throughout history have been exploited. We continue to be exploited. And I hope that one day soon that will end. This is for all the women throughout the world that have suffered.
And I'm going to just add a couple of words to that. Isha and I were looking, she wanted to sing La Borrachita, it's a beautiful song, but we're so like not into Victima. So we wanted to juxtapose opposites. So even though we're singing about a woman who has to give the first night to the patron, we wanted to show you images of women on the cutting edge of science, poetry, revolution, politics, the whole nine yards, and so from all over the world. So the images will actually be an opposite to the song in a way, but they're a perfect complement to each other. So ladies and gentlemen, La Borrachita.
had to stop crying. going to talk about an international California hero.
I'm sure you've all heard many times, especially with this exhibit, the revolution and all the photography. In California, during just a little before that and during the 1800s, like Girls Gone Wild, the American cowboy went wild. They started lynching and hanging thousands of Mexicans who lived here without a fair trial for crimes against Anglos. The police and courts never punished anyone for murdering, stealing, and taking away their land and their resources. Throughout the 1800s, the Mexican people resisted in armed struggle. The Anglos took the resistance, the Mexican heroes, and said, they're all bandits. We're going to call these cats bandits. In retaliation, some of them did steal from Anglos because it was their only means of survival. Like Robin Hood and Zorro, such a man was Joaquin Murrieta. This is a very short excerpt from The Ballad of Joaquin, written over 100 years ago. It goes like this. A los ricos y los avarientos, yo les quito su dinero. Y también les tiro el dedo. A los humildes y los pobres, yo me quito el sombrero. Hay que leyes tan injustas, voy a darme a manolero. So the California State sent their rangers to kill Joaquin, and supposedly they chopped his head off, and many people say it was the wrong Joaquin, and that Murrieta fled to Mexico and lived on. And as far away as Chile, he is an iconic symbol of our resistance to U.S. imperialism. So we've decided to write a love song to Joaquin, because our theme is about the revolution, and it's about how it's driven by our love. And it goes like this. Joaquin.
The Italian experience in Mexico goes way back, and you can do a whole chapter on everybody that's involved in it. As far back as beyond the great El Gran General Giuseppe Garibaldi, who was the leader of Madero's forces, and even my family. But it goes deeper than that, it comes even forward in post-World War II, almost apocalyptic Europe, at the fall and the defeat of the fascists in Italy. Many, many people were starving and poor, and many Italians came to this country in the 30s and 40s and worked side by side, hand in hand, with Latino, Mexicano, and other immigrants in the fields. And many of your families are also there too. This particular song was sung during that period, first in Italian, and then in Spanish. We're going to sing it to you, and this is in honor of my father, my grandfather, and the rest of the Veroneses that are Vero Veronese. We're going to sing it in Spanish, Italian, and English. This is called Bella Ciao.
Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao. Per tutti quanti, americano, messicano, italiano.
Thank you.
invite Otoño Luján to join us again for the last song that we're playing for you today. We want to thank our younger members of this ensemble because they are our young people and we treasure them. And they are deeply talented, as you can see.
Yeah.
Mexicano Pachona, and it's a punk song. We're going to play that one still.
One, two.
Thank you very much for allowing us to do our encore song. We were hoping you'd want otra. This collaboration actually began with this song. And we were all used to playing it a certain way. But then came Mr. Willie Aron. We had to do it a different way, so.
I always have to mess things up.
Messes things up in a really cool way, so I hope you enjoy this version of La Llorona for all of you.
It's a lot different from the punk version.
Ah.
was Chicano style.
Aloud is made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, Errant Fox, City National Bank, KPMG, Donna and Martin J. Wolf, and the Bujaki Foundation. Additional support provided by the Los Angeles Public Library, the Council of the Library Foundation, the Stay Home and Read a Book Ball, and individual Library Foundation members. Media support provided by KCRW 89.9 FM, KUSC 91.5 FM, and LA Weekly. The Aloud theme was composed by Larry Karish.